Director, nobody calls you director now, do they? No, I didn't think so. Director Jeff Bovey, he is the coach, the director of track and field cross country. Of course, the head coach of both cross country and the track and field programs. 12th season, 12 years? How hard is that to believe?
Yeah, I've been here 12 years. This will be my fourth year as the director, right, or the head coach, if you would rather call it that. But yes, I've been here 12 years as the distance coach, and looking forward to the year this year.
Man. We see you still have the running legs by making the trek up here to get here in time. So you're
still... Yeah, did you see me running across over there? Yeah.
Mike Williams, who's been doing his super job getting everything coordinated for us, he said, well, I wonder where Coach Bovey... Oh, never mind, there he is. I said, well, I'd tell him to take it easy, except he's a runner. So it's all good.
Well, my team actually just checked in today, and so we just had our a lot of meetings that we have to go through, sign off on their life a little bit there, and all the liability things, and so I was scrambling from that meeting, heading straight over here.
Well, thank you for at least coming on over. We appreciate it. It's always a very interesting time of year. It's such a unique sport. I mean, because we're getting into the cross country aspects of it, for instance, and you are going to, in a little bit, well, I guess about 6 weeks or so, I wanted to look at this one. You're going to Louisville to compete on what is going to be the NCAA championship course this year. There's a certain, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. There's a certain amount of prestige, maybe, in being able to run on the course where the national champion will be crowned.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that's, an opportunity for our men and women to preview the course for any that may qualify later in the season. And Louisville's a wonderful place, centrally located, so it's a great turnout for the Louisville Classic there. And they put on a great meet, and it's a relatively flat course, but it has a lot of turns. It's a difficult course to navigate, so previewing it, I really think, can go a long way for our student athletes to get out there and take a look at it, and also see some of the best teams in the country that will show up that day.
You have your own invitational coming up well before that, though, on the 8th of September. And where's your home course? Where do you run your meets?
Yeah, so we're at Wybring Golf Course, and this year we have about 8-9 teams coming in. I'm really excited about the meet. It's always been very competitive. This year, for the first time, the Badgers from Wisconsin are going to be here. It's the first time they've competed at Illinois State since I've been a Redbird myself. And their men have been a perennial Big Ten power, having won a Big Ten title, 20 out of the last 25 years, if not more than that. And one of the top 10 teams in the country. And their women have also had a lot of success. So we're looking forward to them. But we also have Toledo coming in for the first time. And for the rest of the teams coming in, typically mostly in-state programs, but it's a great opportunity for our student athletes to be on campus competing here. We don't get a chance to compete at home very often, so it's great chance for us to not only be seen, but also to kind of assess where we're at early in the year, coming off of a long summer training. This is an early preview. It's probably where we're going to open up a lot of our top five runners on each side, so it'll be our first glance at where we're at as a team.
Thumbnail sketch of the team. How much experience do you bring back, and how much are we going to have to initiate some people into the world of college distance running?
Well, we actually have our smallest recruiting class on the men and women's side this year for the distance side. So we have one female and two men. So we have a very good group of returning athletes. I think it's going to bode well for our success that we have so many returners. Looking at the men's side, we actually will have one of our smaller rosters in a while, but one of our most talented rosters in quite some time. I think we'll have four or five athletes really vying for some of those top 10 spots in the Missouri Valley Conference. Kyle Mattis returns. Is one of the top returners this year. He finished fourth place last year individually in cross country, but then he was second in the 5,000 meters at the indoor conference track and field championships. But then we brought in two transfers in January. Jack Anstey from Australia, he moved in from a college there in Australia, and Cody Bailey, a junior college transfer. So those two guys are going to make a big splash for us this year in their first season of cross country eligibility. And then on the women's side, we have a lot of depth. Our strength there is how deep we are and how many different women could vie for those spots. What we're going to be doing is trying to find some front runners. We graduated Ariel Mahalik, who was second individually the last 2 years in the Missouri Valley. So we're going to be looking for some women to step up and try to fill her shoes and creating a low stick for us up near the front. But I think we're going to have the best depth that we've had in probably the last 3 or 4 years. So that's the good side. We just got to develop that talent and get them finishing those top 10 spots. That'll be a key for us.
Before we leave the distance behind, we have to talk about all the accolades that have gone to former Redbirds as of late. Aisha Prout just going into the ISU Hall of Fame in October, just made the finals of the World Championships in the steeplechase. She's Jamaican. And then Christian Goy is going into the Missouri Valley Conference Hall of Fame, and there's a track and field legend at Illinois State. There's a big legacy. People, when they come to the Redbird programs, you know, there's a lot of history there.
Well, and any time you can recognize that in the Missouri Valley Conference and in ISU Athletic Department, having these honors goes a long way when it comes to recruiting, you know, and that's out there with the social media and us to be able to tell the story of a Christian Goy and him coming from Germany and learning the language and all the success that he had here. And then you talk about Aisha Pratt, who grew up in Illinois but had a Jamaican heritage with her biological father being from there, and her rekindling that relationship after graduation from college and now representing Team Jamaica in the last year's Olympics and then this year's World Championships. Those are a lot of things that we can talk about, and our current team members really thrive off of those stories, not to mention the phenomenal recruiting that offers us as well. So we're really proud of them and looking to create some new stories with the team that we have now. And so that's the torch is being passed. And when Aisha comes here in October, I know that that's the story that she's going to be talking to them about, is creating their own narrative as well.
As you said, you got to talk to your players, see them for the first time today to get set for this upcoming year. And coaches say they know who's been doing the work in the off season as they prepare. What is an off season like in track and I guess cross country in particular to prepare? And what changes now that they're on campus?
Well, during the summer months, you know, we initially start with a lot of general running, trying to get the volume up higher than it can be throughout the competitive season. So that's the first thing they build on is building up the weekly volume. And then from there, we start to bridge the gap from higher volume and slower running to faster running and maintaining the volume. And so that takes time. And to minimize risk for injury, you have to bring them along slowly in that regard. But now, that they're here, we have, you know, essentially about 12 weeks of training to have them ready to peak at the post-conference Missouri Valley and NCAA regional meet. So, you know, we're going to continue to try to keep the volume high, but start to increase the intensity more and more as the season goes on, as we start racing. And then as the season progresses, then the volume will start to come down a little bit more as we get into the later parts of October and November.
And do you have to adjust that for each runner, or is there a set number of miles that each is expected to get in?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the older, more experienced athletes are going to typically carry more volume than the younger athletes coming right out of high school or going into sophomore year. But again, it's very individualized based on what event area they might run during track season and what their body type and what their past history has shown to do well for them, because the number one key is to keep them healthy and to have that consistency. So we have to kind of find that sweet spot, and that takes a lot of communication, a lot of time. So as distance coaches, we don't have as much X's and O's to figure out as maybe some other event areas in track field or a skill position in football, let's say. But we have a lot of communication that has to happen to know exactly how far we can push that body and how much volume we can handle and what kind of intensity to work on and what subtle things that we can change that may go a long way over time.
So among your top distance runners, what would be a typical training week for them?
I would say for our women, our higher volume women are in the 65, 70 miles a week, and some of our lower volume women are probably in the 30 to 40 mile a week range. As compared to the men, that will be, the higher men will be 85, 90 in that range, and then some of our lower volume guys will be 50 to 60 miles a week, and then of course we have a lot of them anywhere in between there as well. So it, again, it really varies. We probably have fewer up near the higher parts that I described there, but most of them are probably somewhere in the middle of those two ranges there.
90 miles a week. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, if you're doing that, you're going on a 16, 18 mile long run once a week, and then you're probably doing three or four doubles running twice a day to be able to carry that kind of volume. It's a lot, you know, and so running on softer surfaces and having good shoes and all of those things really play a big part in staying healthy.
We're getting into Dick Lucky territory there, carrying those kind of miles. Now, what about cross training? Other elements that they have to incorporate to sort of provide some balance and to stay loose, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, just the mobility and working on the joints and the core strength and posture and looking at hurdle mobility drills and running drills and our strength and conditioning plays a huge factor. Our staff in the weight room just does a fantastic job working with us and with the student athletes to individualize what they're doing in there to clean up some of the non-efficient parts of their foot plant or core strength or upper body things that need to be improved to help in that regard as well. But really, we want to make them better athletes, and so there's so many things that you have to do to make them better athletes that you can't get from just the miles. You know, the miles helps you cardiovascular wise and that's important, but there's we want to make them better athletes, and they have to be faster. They have to be, they can't just be able to go out and run slow stuff. They got to run fast, and so being a better athlete is what we're working on all the time.
You're always obviously going to be talking about the indoor season, I guess, before you know it too, believe it or not, even though it's August. How's the squad shaping up this year? Give us a thumbnail sketch about when we get into the track and field.
Well, we're very excited about track and field, indoor and outdoor this year. We've got such a tremendous group returning, and the majority of our points from last year's championships are back, and we had another phenomenal recruiting class. The staff's just done a great job bringing in some good talent, so I'm thrilled. I really feel like cross country, indoor, and outdoor track, we're in a position to be going for trophies in all three sports. Top two gets a trophy, and I feel like a lot of work has to be done yet, but I think we're positioned to contend for championships now. It's been 4 years since our staff's been together, and we're at that point now where we've got a much more mature team, experienced team, some key athletes that provide some great leadership, and that's really a key is when you have those student athletes that are pushing from within. We can, as coaches, we can say a lot of things and teach, and those are things we're always going to do, but when it comes from their peers, that has such even a bigger impact on their performance, and I really feel like we have a great group of leaders this year that's going to really take us to the next level. And Darius Rogers is one example of a young man that is a freshman, qualified for NCAAs in the 60 meters, fastest freshman in the NCAA this year, and he comes back. But we have so many other storylines that are exciting, and we don't want to fast forward too far ahead here for track, but right. Cross country, we're looking forward to that. But all year long it should be a lot of fun.
You have three boys, two teenagers, and one that's going to turn 8 in a little while. Okay, are they runners? Have you instilled the Bovee running into them?
Yeah, they do enjoy the sport. They do enjoy running. They do other sports, though, as well. Aiden is our oldest. He's 16, goes to U-High, and he's been on the team over there for a couple of years after doing other sports before high school. He had a few injuries this past year that he's rebounding from, but he's looking forward to a good junior year in track. I'd say he's more of a track guy than a cross country guy, but he does run cross country, but he likes the 400 meters in particular. He might try out the 800 meters this year a little bit as well. So he's healthy now, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does this year. And then Jace is our 8th grader, and he actually qualified for junior high state in the 400 meters last year.
Awesome.
And that was the first time he'd ever run the 400. So I think he's got some nice abilities, although he plays basketball as well. He plays point guard on the basketball team over there, and he really loves basketball. So we'll see what he decides to do long term when it comes to Jace. And then Liam's only eight years old, and he's pretty quick. He's got some wheels on him, but he's not really sure what he's going to do yet. He's playing baseball, playing basketball, so he's all over the place. So
little early for too much of distance running at age 8.
No doubt about it. I try not to push those guys too hard.
It'll come naturally when it comes.
Absolutely.
So, Coach Bovee, thanks a lot. Jeff Bovee, head of the track and field and cross country programs at Illinois State University. Sounds like it's going to be another outstanding year, so we wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, our fall preview, we're at Hancock Stadium winding things down. It is sponsored in part by Parkway Auto Laundry. Parkway Auto Laundry offers a monthly car wash plan for just $19.99. To find out more, stop in at any of their Bloomington Normal locations. Find out why they are your pal in car care. Proud supporter of ISU Athletics. Go, you Redbirds! Also, we're at the Hog Roast and Fall Preview, sponsored in part by the ISU College of Business. The ISU College of Business will have their next MBA information session in the State Farm Hall of Business, room 430, on Wednesday, September 13th, from 5 until 6 p.m. We'll wrap things up in Hancock Stadium after this on WJBC and WJBC.com.